A medical pioneer passed away earlier this month. His name was René Lebert, and he was a French entomologist who helped free millions of people in Africa from a disease known as river blindness. The disease involves parasitic worms that invade victims, ultimately causing them to go blind. Dr. Joel Bremen knew René Lebert very well. Bremen is a tropical disease expert at the Fogarty International Center of the National Institutes of Health. How did you both first meet?
We met in 1972 when I arrived with my family to live in Bobo-Dioulasso, ex-Upper Volta, today Burkina Faso. And he was working on river blindness, and I was working on smallpox eradication and measles control.
Well, we've gone a considerable way since that time. Thanks to your efforts and certainly René Lebert's efforts, we've come a long way in terms of dealing with those diseases. His primary focus, as you say, was river blindness. What did he do to nearly eradicate the cases of river blindness?
Well, he started out as a very young man by looking at where the fly, the black fly, that carried the parasitic worm lived and bred and bit humans. So he spent many, many years traveling around Africa defining that. And then just by chance, he had a chance to meet someone who had the wherewithal to fight this terrible disease. He also found that a particular type of insecticide could kill the larva, that is the early form of the fly, in the water where it bred and actually stop transmission of the disease.
And that was his approach as an entomologist. Now, you said there was a key figure there who enabled him to do what he did to help fight river blindness. The key figure was the former U.S. Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, who was at the time in 1972 president of the World Bank. They actually had a meeting in Burkina Faso. They met. He saw photographs of people who had river blindness. At that point, McNamara said that he would give $120 million for a campaign to fight river blindness. How unusual was it for somebody like Dr. René Lebert to be able to not only do the scientific research, but also secure the funding and then implement this program on the ground?
Virtually unheard of. What you've just said is actually what occurred. It didn't all occur in one famous three-hour meeting, but certainly convincing McNamara of that at a small town, backwater place in a forgotten land, talking about basically forgotten people, was exactly what occurred. Lebert showed McNamara some of the pictures that you mentioned, took McNamara and his wife on a plane ride around, showing them the villages and the places where they got infected.
So there was a long-term insecticide spraying strategy that was implemented with this money from the World Bank. How successful was it?
Resoundingly successful. The organization of that program was masterful. There were literally thousands of workers in ultimately these 30 countries. It started with 7 countries in West Africa, then went to 11, and now there's still 30 countries looking into the most ambitious goal, and that is completely eliminating it at some time.
Well, thank you very much. Dr. Joel Bremen, tropical disease expert, remembering his friend René Lebert, the French entomologist who helped fight to free millions of people in Africa from a disease known as river blindness. Thank you very much, Dr. Bremen.
You're entirely welcome.